Hello, I'm Rick.
And I'm Sam.
All right, and here we have a special episode. And we're going to talk about The Mandalorian.
Mando.
I'll say this. When I first started calling him Mando, I wasn't feeling it. It kind of annoyed me, to be perfectly honest with you. But it's kind of grown on me.
Yeah. Carl Weathers could do that, you know.
Exactly. Mando.
Happy. Happy. How you doing, Happy? now he uses Mando.
Right, exactly. Now he's Mando. But I guess the first episode of season two is pretty a lot of stuff going on in that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how Baby Yoda put that in quotation, because we know that's not his name.
Yeah.
It's used to Mando now. Like, oh, well, he's about to shoot somebody, so I'm just going to close my shield.
It closes his little hatch. That was pretty hilarious, I say. Yeah, that was pretty good. I liked seeing the Gamorrean guards.
Yeah. You know,
those, I always kind of like those pig guard things from Jabba's palace.
Was it just me or were those things skinnier?
They seem a little bit more buff, or maybe buff's not the word, but more, svelte, like skinny. Yeah, like you're saying.
Yeah, their legs were skinnier. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, guys.
Yeah. And they did seem a little bit skinnier to me too. But
yeah,
it was cool seeing them, though. I thought it was pretty neat.
Right, because I was trying to figure out. I was like, do they have a force field around them? That's why. And how come that axe isn't like cutting? Like,
right? Yeah, that was a little bit, you know, that was a little different. But it was still kind of cool seeing them, I thought.
Yeah,
you know?
It was cool.
Yeah, it was, you know, and I like I forget the character's name. I guess it doesn't really matter because he's only in a very short period of time. The guy that Mando was meeting up with to talk to him about, I like how he dealt with him. You know, it still showed how much of a badass, if you will, that Mando is. You know, he just kind of hangs him up and leaves him out there for the weird space, you know, alley creatures to come and
get them. That's the crazy thing. It's like, so you guys are comfortable walking at night. As long as the lights are on, those creatures don't come out.
Yeah.
There's no lights.
It's like pitch black. It's like pitch black. Yeah. Where's Vin Diesel at?
like that's kind of crazy. You can't even go down. You can't.
Yeah.
Well, heaven forbid you drop your phone in the in the dark.
Yeah, right. Be like, that phone is gone. Hope you have a nice replacement plan on that.
Right.
Some insurance. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. I thought that was pretty nuts too. I like how we see Justified's Timothy Oliphant playing the marshal.
Yeah.
And wearing a kind of familiar set of armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a familiar planet of Tatooine, which,
right.
Is it just me, or is it like, is Tatooine like the center of the Star Wars universe? It's like
it seems like that. I don't know how it works. Like, all roads lead to Tatooine.
It's a desert planet, and yet every time everyone has to go to Tatooine.
Yeah, and I mean, if you were to listen to Luke Skywalker in the episode 4, you know, all you wanted to do was leave that planet. Everybody now is coming to that planet. What the heck, man?
Showing up. Hey, welcome to Tatooine. Yeah. we gotta look at how the Jawas kind of bargain and communicate somewhat.
We did see that too. Yeah. That was pretty hilarious when he runs off with his jetpack. And then Mando turns it on as he's running away, and he gets in here. Owie!
False death.
Yeah, and just starts flying up in. Yep, that was good. That was good. Like, that first episode was pretty rock solid. There was a lot of good moments in it. I was pretty pleased with it. Even just all the interactions with the sand people.
Yeah.
Man, you never really saw the sand people that much before in any other Star Wars movie or show or anything, really.
Yeah, except for when they get massacred.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That is kind of true.
I kind of felt like this episode was like a snippet of Pocahontas, because they were like, they're savages, and the sand people are like, they're savages.
There's a little bit of truth in what you're saying, I think, Sam.
And I did the song Savages. I was like, it kept going in my head. I was like,
but even like, even how the sand people were communicating, it like almost looked like it was like a cross between them making their crazy noises and like hand gestures. So it's like they have like a weird like sign language type deal going on or something. It was pretty interesting. Yeah, it kind of made me just want to kind of like, let's spend a little bit more time on the sand people. Let's really find out how their culture works. What do they do?
It's probably pretty loud in their village.
right. You know, what do they sound like when they're mad, when they're having an argument? What does that got it? Man, that's got to sound crazy.
the whole, you know, the whole sandworm thing.
Yeah. And I guess that's a reference to, I think those things are actually in some of the old Star Wars novels. I think I heard that they were kind of pulling elements from some of the stuff that was kind of considered non-canon before. And now it's kind of becoming canon because they're introducing it into like an official.
Oh, Star Wars. Were they under the classic Star Wars?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I heard something about that. I didn't read too much into that. They were called some kind of dragon. I forget.
Right.
But yeah, I guess that, you know, it's kind of, I guess that made a lot of old school fans pretty happy because they were like, oh, they're making some of our stuff legitimate, if you will.
Exactly. Yeah. So I got a question between that the sandworms of Dune and Tremors, which one is the scariest?
Well, the whole episode did have a little bit of a Tremors vibe to it. I will agree that, without a doubt. I mean, if we just go with size alone, that thing is pretty big.
Huge. I was like, is that thing literally up on a mountain?
right. That's why I was like, at first I was like, is that a different one? Or is that the same one? What's going on here? Exactly. What's happening? I don't know. So,
and it's spitting out acid. I'm like,
yeah, it's like cross between like a xenomorph and Tremors. Yeah, it's kind of, it's probably, this thing's probably more bad news than Tremors, I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, this thing is swallowing you up whole. Technically, if you stay in the mouth and don't go in the digestive tract, you may survive, but if you start spitting up
then you're probably in trouble.
You're probably dead.
Kevin Bacon might have had more of a hard time with this thing than with the Tremors.
Yeah.
The graboids.
Which, by the way, I think there are 7 movies of Tremors.
You know what? during the Halloween scary times, I did see there was like, I think you're right. I think it was a Tremor 7.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it, sadly, but it caught my attention, and I was like, huh, I'll have to catalog that away for maybe a future viewing time. But yeah, 7 of them.
There's 7 of them.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
they're just cranking them out.
Yeah. How many of them had Kevin Bacon in them? I think just the one.
Just the one. Right. So I think there was talk of like Tremors Legacy or something like that for the actual television show. And I think Kevin Bacon was going to appear in that.
That would have been pretty crazy. That would have been kind of cool.
But I think that got nixed due to the coronavirus and other things. But
Also, it was something that recent. I didn't realize that. Oh, man, that's pretty cool. That's pretty sweet. I would watch that. I would check that out.
They were kind of working on it. So I was like, interesting.
Yeah. They've got, you know, that I love the first Tremors movie. They've got a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah,
that first movie for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's to have seven movies based on those things. That's pretty crazy. That's impressive. I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Yeah. So I guess we would call that. Sand dragon thing, whatever it's called. That's probably the worst thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you kind of probably agree on that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I thought it was super cool that we saw, spoilers here, I guess, Boba Fett's armor on Timothy Oliphant. I thought that was super cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty cool. And, you know, they didn't flat out say it, but you look at it, you know, it is. He got it from a Jawa, I think is what he said.
Yep.
Led us to believe, well, that's obviously got to be, you know, some scavenger Jawa guys, you know, retrieved that from, you know, a Sarlacc pit's dung pile or something like that. We're thinking, you know, the Sarlacc pit monster thing was able to digest everything except for the Mandalorian armor, I guess.
Right? That's what you would have thought.
That's what we would have thought. But then, then what happened, Sam? What do we get to see at the very end of the episode?
We saw the all grown up actor who played Jango Fett in the movie, and if we're following the logic of Jango Fett making a clone son of himself, then we seen Boba Fett without his armor.
Right. I know, that is crazy. That is crazy. And I gotta say, I completely fell for the little, you know, distraction of, oh, here's his armor. I totally didn't think we were gonna see Boba Fett. I really didn't. I honestly, I was like, they're never gonna show him. But then they show him.
See, the thing with me was because I was referring back to the legacy Star Wars, especially the comic series Dark Empire, where it showed Boba Fett had escaped the pit.
It
was coming after, but I was like, I'm interested in seeing how he would have got that, because it's like, yeah, like you said, how would I mean, technically the armor would be hard to survive if it didn't get digested, but like, where would have come out of? Because, you know, that thing's literally in the ground. Like,
right, exactly. So yeah, how does that happen? I don't know. That's is it like an owl that spits out those like balls of bone and hair or whatever? There's a word for those. Yeah, I don't know either. But yeah, we saw him.
Yeah. And I mean, he was there. It was him. It was funny. I was talking to a coworker of mine. She's a huge Star Wars fan, and she did not realize that was Boba Fett.
Oh man.
She's like, I think my son had to tell me that was Boba Fett. I was like, she's like, I, I, I didn't realize it. I was like, yeah, do you remember the Star Wars? Like, now I understand it. But I was like, who's this guy? And my son was like, Mom, that's Boba Fett.
right. Exactly. Because I don't think I watched it with my son. I don't think he picked up on that it was Boba Fett either. But I think I audibly said, like, oh, shit. I was like, get out of here. I'm like, they did that. I can't believe it. You know, I thought, Wes is like looking at me like, wow, what's going on? Who's that guy? I'm like, that's Boba Fett.
The Boba Fett.
Come on, man. coolest, most unused character ever.
Right. That was always his thing. It's like he's bad. Boba Fett. Like, Boba Fett's awesome.
Exactly. What makes you think he's awesome? I mean, well, he's in that movie for 2 minutes, even.
Boba Fett is so cool that people would watch the Star Wars Christmas special just to see Boba Fett.
Right. And that's like, that is the redeeming thing. I mean, besides B. Arthur. That is the redeeming thing from that Christmas special. You know, I'm hoping now that Disney is like full on Star Wars now, like releasing these things, that they'll release some form of the Star Wars Christmas special. But I'm pretty sure George Lucas probably had some sort of contract signed up that just said no.
No. I think the Christmas special is locked in the vault with the Sound of the South.
Oh yeah. But it's locked that far away. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's yeah. In the vault. It's never coming out.
You're probably right.
So
that with the Ark of the Covenant and everything else, it's kind of just right.
That's where it is.
Yeah, top people are taking care of it. So I guess with the first episode of the second season, yeah, that ended like whoa, you know. So I kind of expected for the second episode of the season to be, oh man, they're going to follow up on the Boba Fett thing. We're going to find out what happened.
Oh no, no,
but no. So like that kind of bummed me out when, you know, the episode, we were like a few minutes into the episode and I'm like, oh, he's not going to be in this episode. No. he's not going to be in this one. So, yeah. But I still like the episode, you know.
I do too. I got those snow spiders, man, were vicious.
Right. And I mean, it's kind of funny because Baby Yoda like ate one out of like the little egg sack. You know, he kind of opened it up. He ate the one, and then they all started waking up or whatever, and they're coming out, and they're like, "You're all like, what? Oh man, they're all coming out."
That thing is huge.
Right. That was crazy. That was pretty crazy.
That, I think Baby Yoda lost a few points from eating the eggs.
Right. He's not as adorable now, is he? He's literally eating the babies of that other character.
Right.
It's a little messed up.
He's just like...
Yeah. Oh man, I'm like, what is going on here? Yeah, that was a little bit weird, but
yeah,
it was overall, I thought it was a good episode though too.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah,
and those X-wing pilots were like, yeah, we're just gonna look past, you know, you being wanted and stuff. Oh, do you want to help me with my ship? No. No, we did enough.
Yeah, we did enough. We just saved you from the giant spider monster.
Yes. Like, nah, we're not about that life.
Yeah.
Right. We know who you are.
Yeah.
You're over there, we're over here.
Yeah. We're good. We're good. We'll see you later. Yeah, there was it's cool though, just even seeing those interactions with like the X-wing pilots and you know, it just further reinforces and makes you think, oh, this is part of the Star Wars universe. It feels like it's part of the Star Wars universe, I think.
Right.
And, And it, I don't know, more so than I think, you know, some of the movies probably felt like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and this is like a, you know, totally different characters and everything else. It's cool. The show is just good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm still trying to figure out if I want to get my kids for it. I'm still trying to wait, because it's like they've seen Star Wars and they love The Last Jedi and Force Awakens. So I'm maybe I might get you guys hooked on some Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly, I think my son likes The Mandalorian better than he likes the Star Wars movies.
Oh.
To be honest with you, because you know, he's not the biggest Star Wars fan, you know, but I think he likes the I think the contrast between the Mandalorian character and Baby Yoda, or the child, I guess.
The child,
yeah. You know, he likes those two, like where you know, just seeing those two together is kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of about those two and then the stuff that happens to them. So it's pretty cool. And you know, I know a lot of people, some of the people complain about how they release the episodes, that they don't drop them all at once. I kind of like this better. You know?
Yeah. It's still, you're like, you are anticipating and waiting for next week. It's like, oh man, I can't wait for next week for the next episode of Mandalorian.
Right. Yeah, and allows you to maybe digest the episode that you watched a little bit more too, because you know, okay, this is a, you know, whereas I think some of the other shows, when they've dropped every episode and you binge them, and you're kind of in, you know, you've watched the first one, you like it, so then you just kind of watch through all of them because you want to see what happens. Right. So then like that second or third episode in that season or whatever seems to lose some of its,
yeah,
you know, like you don't care as much about it or whatever, because it's like it was just something I watched to get through, to get to the end of the season. Yeah. Whereas this is like, hey, I watched episode 2 and I really enjoyed it. And I, you know, in fact, we're talking about it here. Whereas I don't know if I would necessarily say episode 2 of, you know, The Punisher on Netflix is something I would want to talk about, you know, necessarily. Right. I don't know. It's pretty cool though. I like it a lot. So maybe we'll have to just turn the podcast into the Mandalorian podcast and come cover it. Yeah, either every episode. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, it's been pretty good. And it was a, yeah, I saved watching it for like the election night. And it was a nice distraction.
Yeah.
Of not having to worry about, you know, escape from reality for a little bit. And
exactly.
It was nice. It was a nice thing to escape to. So, and just the quality of these shows on Disney Plus, like those headlining shows like The Mandalorian, it has my hopes pretty high for the Marvel ones when they come out.
Yeah, I'm hoping they do Falcon and Winter Soldier right. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I hope so too. It seems like, you know, when you look at the quality that they put in and the effort that they put into like the effects and everything, mm-hmm. that it's, you know, they're not skimping on these. It seems like, so I'm right. hoping that, you know, we're going to see something that's a pretty good quality when those come out. So yeah, big thumbs up.
Right.
So
thumbs up for The Mandalorian.
Thumbs up. Yeah. So we want to talk about anything else? We just want to kind of wrap it up with that, and then we'll come back next week. And talk about whatever else is currently on the pop culture radar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll catch you later.
See you later. Remember to listen to us on your favorite podcast in the Apple Store or Google Play. And you go to our website at allofmyissues.com.
That's right. We'll catch you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.